Last week, Bob Nardi of MGT, a research and consulting firm, gave a PowerPoint presentation to a commission tasked with finding a new site for a state prison. And he made it very clear to lawmakers that the last thing they want in this process is a failure to communicate.
Effective, accurate, timely communications is essential to any complex or controversial undertaking. Clearly, citing new jails and prisons, large or small, urban, suburban, rural locations, Utah or elsewhere, can be complex and controversial. There are unique issues, there are unique concerns, there are unique challenges associated with prison siting and development, and being able to communicate what they are is going to be very, very important.
By conducting the process as openly and as transparently as possible, Nardi noted, policymakers can mitigate some of the controversy surrounding the decision-making. This is key, he said, because for a variety of reasons, difficult choices will have to be made.
Timely decision-making is going to be very, very important. Without those decisions, the process doesn't move forward, the schedules aren't met, costs go up, things of that nature. Some things may seem obvious, some people may have certain preferences, but being able to explain and defend the key decisions that are being made is going to be very, very important. So be thinking about we all need to be thinking about the rationale, the evidence, the analysis, and all that goes into making a good decision and being able to explain it and defend it in any type of forum.
Anticipating the kinds of questions they might receive from constituents, commission members posed a few to Nardi, wondering how they should respond. Here's Representative Mark Wheatley of Salt Lake County, followed by Nardi's response.
You're talking about the community. How do you address fears of the community who have concerns about hardcore criminals coming into their community? I mean, how would you address that?
With accurate information, with information about what challenges or issues or incidents may have occurred involving the existing facilities. My experience from the times I visited Gunnison is that there have been no public safety issues and things of that nature. Commonly, modern, well-managed, well-run institutions don't present a public safety problem. They present a public safety, a perception of a problem, but the reality is that these are well-run, well-managed institutions that don't pose a public safety risk, and it's by providing accurate, timely information and kind of working against the perception that people have gained on television and the movies that these are dangerous places and people are going over the fence all the time and wreaking havoc in the host community. That's unfortunately the image. That's what we're going to be working against, and we deal with that by educating the public and providing accurate information.
Nardi used Gunnison as a good example of a community embracing a nearby prison, saying that the commission should utilize that community when attempting to entice others.
Gunnison becomes the poster child for a well-designed, well-managed, well-run institution that integrates in the community successfully and productively. And being able to use Gunnison, show it off, and bring people who are skeptical or don't understand these types of facilities, bring them there, give them a tour. My experience in doing that in lots of other places, it's a great, great tool and very, very effective. When the mayor of a potential host community talks to the mayor of Gunnison and hears about the benefits and keeping utility rates stable and things of that nature and providing a broader employment base and things of that nature, it has a very, very positive benefit.
Representative Greg Hughes, who represents the Draper area that houses the current state prison, said he loves the communication plan presented by Nardi and MGT, but he warned the commission to be prepared for a lot of feedback with such an open process.
There are going to be stakeholders that have different opinions, and we're inviting those opinions, but we need as a committee to understand that we're going to have that as well. It's a good overview, but we're going to communicate, and that means we're going to have a lot of people weighing in, and then we have to make the right decisions. But some of these decisions will be hard, and some of those decisions may not be unanimously received and welcomed.
The commission won't have much time to dwell on any decisions. They've been given a timeline from now until the end of the year to select the best potential sites for a new prison. With proper funding, a new facility could be open in 4 to 10 years from now. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.